Coming up on today's edition of Locked On Eagles, it's now the third week of May and things have died down across the NFL. Are there still moves to expect the Eagles to make that could improve the roster in 2022? That's coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Welcome in, Eagles fans, to a Monday edition of the show, episode 1 of 5. Download it into your phone wherever you get the podcast. We are free and available Monday through Friday on all podcast platforms, in video form as well on YouTube, and we're always on Twitter. Hit us up at Locked On Birds and at DiBiase, L-O-E. Week 3 of May, and this is really when I feel like the dead zone of the NFL offseason begins. It's right after the NFL draft. It's right after the last big news reveal event, if you will, of the NFL offseason does transpire with the release of the 2022 NFL schedule last week. Now, things are kind of, I would say, pretty much dead until, you know, training camp this summer. And this is kind of when you get into some different kind of content on Locked On Eagles and across NFL circles. But at the same time, what I want to get into today are potential moves that the Eagles could still make outside of what they have in-house to improve the 2022 roster. Because we know general manager Howie Roseman has made a name for himself sometimes with making some big moves after the draft, right? I think you look at, you know, he mentioned himself when asked about the secondary and how it doesn't look great right now, how he made a trade for Ronald Darby back in 2017 in August, trading Jordan Matthews in a third round pick right before the season started. You know, he also that year brought in LeGarrette Blount in June when things didn't go their way on the board at running back in the 2017 NFL draft, right? You know, Dalvin Cook just goes in front of them in the second round and they have to settle for Danelle Pumphrey in the fourth round. And we know how that went for sure. And then last year, it was kind of the same thing. You know, the cornerback board didn't go their way, I would say, in the first round with J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain going early, but also they chose to not take Asante Samuel Jr., you know, in the second round, instead taking Landon Dickerson. So they chose their path, and they had a hole at CB2, just like they do right now. And what do? They turn around, and they take Steven Nelson and get him from free agency in June. And although Steven Nelson last year wasn't great, he also was one of the better CB2s the Eagles have had, right? I mean, he was no Bradley Fletcher. He was no Kerry Williams. So today on the show, I want to get into, like, what's another move that Howie Roseman could make in that fashion, you know, in the secondary, on the offensive line, you know, are there other positions that he could address some talent that maybe we're not expecting? So that's coming up on today's edition of Locked On Eagles. And guys, it's brought to you by BetOnline.net. They've got you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before, because BetOnline is where the game starts. So we know the one obvious move they can make right now, I think personally, is the James Bradbury signing, right? I mean, we all know that James Bradbury was released from the Giants a couple weeks ago. He is by far the best option the Eagles have on the open market when it comes to the cornerback position. And so because of that, I feel like, you know, that is the move that they should be making. However, I do think that there's going to be a lot of competition. The Eagles reportedly do have interest from, that was Adam Kaplan, I believe, said that they do have interest. But again, I feel like the teams, you know, who could be willing to pay are going to be in on it. Like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders, you know, contenders in the AFC, they might better fit what James Bradbury is looking for. But, you know, that's definitely the move that I think everybody's thinking of right now when it comes to this, you know, next Howie Roseman move that we're lining up. But there's also some other free agent defensive backs I think you need to take a look at. I think Kevin King from the Green Bay Packers, a former second round pick from 2017 as well, like Sidney Jones out of Washington. You know, he's a young player now, I think 24, 25, 26, I think at the oldest, you know, a player that hasn't really hit that potential, but he's definitely shown flashes in the league. He's long, he's physical. Our good friend Mike Kay, formerly of NJ.com, used to cover the Eagles, now of Pro Football Network, actually thinks he translates better to safety. So that he thinks if the Eagles did sign Kevin King, that could be a safety option with Anthony Harris and Marcus Epps as well. So I do think the secondary is where you expect that next move to come, like it was with Steven Nelson last year. Maybe James Bradbury, that's the hope. But if not, I think you look at a guy like Kevin King is maybe more realistic for what the Eagles are going to try to do here. Jaquiski Tartt is also a safety that I really like of the San Francisco 49ers. He's an older player, would definitely be a bridge, but if you don't trust Marcus Epps or Kevon Wallace to be a full-time player, then I definitely think those guys are names to consider, and I think Philadelphia is definitely looking into them. But another player that, because again, with free agency, as we lined up with James Bradbury, sometimes free agency, again, can get competitive, and it gets tough with, you know, how much money you're willing to offer these kind of players. So to me, I think Howie Roseman likes to explore trade options a lot to, you know, replace the options that he was looking for in free agency, right? I think you look at that with wide receiver, how many times he struck out in free agency this year, and it's safety could be the same thing, right? The Baltimore Ravens, they signed Marcus Williams to that big contract and, you know, Philadelphia misses out. Maybe they try to call up the Ravens and they try to pluck one of their other safeties that they have. And you look at Chuck Clark. I think you look at Chuck Clark, and apparently the rumor was during the NFL draft, the Ravens called up the Eagles and said, look, let's talk trade with Chuck Clark. The Ravens, it makes perfect sense how good their secondary is right now. They have Marcus Williams, who they just signed from the Saints. They drafted Kyle Hamilton, the Notre Dame safety, right after the Eagles took Jordan Davis at 14 overall. So they have those two. They also have Marlon Humphrey at corner. They have Marcus Peters. Their secondary is absolutely loaded. They can't keep everybody. They can't play everybody. And they can't pay everybody. So Chuck Clark is kind of a luxury player for the Ravens right now. And the rumor was that the Eagles weren't really all that into the trade. I don't know if it's because of price. I hope so. It better not be because they're comfortable with Marcus Epps or Kevon Wallace heading into 2022. But maybe that's something that they revisit now. The market's died down, maybe a little less competitive. You know, things aren't so strung up like they are in the draft. Maybe you can get better value, and maybe the Eagles do like this kind of move now. Chuck Clark has been a long-term starter for the Ravens, hasn't missed a game since 2017, consistently a 70-plus tackle guy. Last year, 83 tackles, two interceptions, and a sack. Somebody that I think is an instant upgrade over, you know, you look at Marcus Epps and Kevon Wallace, even Anthony Harris. I think Chuck Clark would come in right away and be your best safety. So maybe you know, apparently the rumor was the Ravens like Jalen Reagor. Maybe you do something like a later draft pick and Jalen Reagor. The Ravens definitely need new receivers for Lamar Jackson if you're trading Hollywood Brown. Maybe you do a swap of Chuck Clark for Jalen Reagor in a draft pick. Again, I think Clark he's a good player. He's not a great player, but definitely an upgrade at safety. He was PFF's actually highest graded Raven in 2019 on defense when they went 14-2. So he's had a ceiling before, and he's only 27 years old. And again, he's played in every game since 2017. It just makes a lot of sense that this kind of move could happen. Again, James Bradbury's obvious, Kevin King, Jaquiski Tartt. These are all names to take a look at for the Eagles this offseason still, but trades are where I'm starting to look at more, like what are some options? And I think Chuck Clark from the Ravens, after especially seeing their report that the Ravens called the Eagles and they've already talked about this name, definitely something to keep a close eye out for. So I think those are some moves already to keep an eye out for within the next few months. I've got some more options though coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. But first, a shout out to one of our sponsors. It's the official sports book of the Locked On Podcast Network. It is Bet Online. I hope you were betting on those game sevens yesterday. And hopefully you didn't get screwed in the NBA with the Dallas Mavericks moving on to the Western Conference Finals. They beat the Suns in game seven. The two teams from the finals last year went down on Sunday afternoon. The Milwaukee Bucks also lost to the Boston Celtics. So it's Celtics Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. You've got Mavericks and Warriors. Make sure you're betting on the NBA playoffs still, the NHL playoffs too, a bunch of awesome game sevens in round one this past weekend. So you got the playoffs in hockey and basketball. You've got MLB baseball going on right now as well. Fight season. You've got NFL futures to bet on, especially with the schedule coming out now. You might feel a little more comfortable. Get it all at betonline.net. They're your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and so much more. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action, because BetOnline, it is where the game starts. All right, Eagles fans, thanks so much for joining us on this Monday edition of Locked On Eagles, where your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, the only Eagles podcast churning out shows Monday through Friday on all podcast platforms. We're also available in video form on YouTube, and hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Birds and at DBIASI LOE. So getting into some moves, the Eagles could still make this offseason to improve this roster, especially in the secondary. Howie Roseman said himself in a press conference after the draft, you know, their secondary needs work and the offseason's not over. He mentioned Ronald Darby. They traded for him in August in 2017. They signed LeGarrette Blount in 2017 in June. They brought in, you know, for a more recent reference, Steven Nelson last year in June to be their CB2. Right now, they need another move like that, I think, in the secondary. They need a second corner. I think they could use another safety or two. So maybe, like we mentioned in segment one, you try trading for one of those Ravens guys because they're so deep in the secondary. Maybe you try to get Chuck Clark for Jalen Reagor in a draft pick, or maybe you convert Kevin King to safety from corner, as our good friend Mike Kay actually suggested last week. Maybe you do bring in James Bradbury. Maybe you do decide to pay a little more and beat out those other teams for his service to be opposite Darius Slay and Avante Maddox. Those are some moves to keep a close eye out for. But there's also a couple trades that you could still expect. You know, even if it's not in the offseason, it's still something to keep an eye out for during the year. And one of them that I want to get into is actually for a player that my co-host Gino Camilleri used to absolutely love and still does. And I thought about this the other day. I don't know how realistic it is, but I did want to talk about it based on what the LA Chargers did in the draft. It's again in the secondary. It's at the safety position. I wonder if Nazir Adderley could be had for the right price. If you don't remember Nazir Adderley, he was a former safety from the University of Delaware. He was a second round draft pick in the 2019 draft. He was a talk about a Geno, my guy. Like, this was the guy for Geno that year. Geno's been wanting a safety from the Eagles for years. Adderley kind of started that campaign back in the 2019 draft process. He's been a pretty good starter for the Chargers in the secondary, but their secondary is loaded. And you look at how high their payroll is on defense right now, right? Derwin James is one of the best safeties in the league. He's got a massive contract extension. JC Jackson, they just traded for. He's going to, you know, get a ton of money in the NFL. You've got Khalil Mack now on the payroll, Joey Bosa. You know, you can't really pay everybody. Not to mention, the Chargers did just draft JT Woods on day two of the NFL draft, the former Baylor safety that has some really good ball skills and I think is going to be an instant impact player. I think an instant starter right away, you know, in the deep half of a defense. He's going to be one of your deep safeties, and he might pair well with Adderley, and we know how much the Chargers like to run dime and defensive back heavy packages. So, you know, they might say, no, we're not trying to get rid of Adderley. We want Derwin James, Nazir Adderley, and JT Woods together. But again, you can't pay everybody. You've got JC Jackson on the payroll now, Bosa, Khalil Mack, Asante Samuel Jr. eventually is going to need a new deal. He was really good in his rookie season. Adderley is heading into the final year of his contract. He's about to hit the open market. We saw what some safeties got the last couple years money-wise. You know, Quandre Diggs and Marcus Williams, they got a bag this offseason for sure. The other regime also, by the way, in LA did draft Adderley. Maybe the Eagles, I mean, this would be one they have to pay up for more for sure. He's a young player heading into that second contract. It's kind of where they cash in. Maybe Nazir Adderley, though, is a player that the Chargers would at least listen to. Like, this isn't an obvious move. This isn't like the Ravens with Chuck Clark actively calling the Eagles to trade Clark away. I don't know if the Chargers are like, they're not seeking this, but I do wonder if there is any sort of availability with Nazir Adderley. Just a name to consider as the Eagles try to get creative when it comes to fixing this defensive backfield, because right now, again, it just it really does not look good. And then another trade I wanted to talk about too that could happen, and this is really more about what the Eagles would be unloading more so than what they would be acquiring. But I thought about this the other day, especially, you know, after they drafted Jordan Davis, I've been thinking about the future of the Eagles defensive line, right? You know, you've got Hassan Reddick long-term, you know, you've got Jordan Davis and Josh Sweat, Milton Williams as well heading into year two. I think the obvious move that we've been talking about is like, okay, Fletcher Cox, that deal was restructured. He's on a one-year contract making $14 million after 2022. He's going to be gone, right? Jordan Davis will get all those snaps, and boom, Jordan Davis, Javon Hargrave long-term. But are we sure that's what is going to happen. Like, it seems obvious because Javon Hargrave is coming off a career year, career high in sacks. You just signed him to a contract after the 2019 season. So he's only been here for 2 years. He's in his prime. Like, it sounds obvious that he's a long-term piece, but he's going to need a new contract after this year. Again, he's coming off a career year. Are the Eagles willing to cash in and really pay Hargrave a good next contract? I don't know. Like, again, I think if I had to bet right now, I'd say Hargrave over Fletcher Cox long-term next to Jordan Davis and Milton Williams. But the Eagles could elect to keep Fletcher Cox, go year by year. I think it might be a cheaper route. I think Fletcher Cox is still just as good as Javon Hargrave, if you're asking me. I thought Cox got a lot better down the stretch last year, and he's only a couple years older than Hargrave. This isn't like, a 4 or 5 year difference in age. And especially since your defense is changing and you've invested in Jordan Davis and you have Milton Williams, who made strides down the stretch as well last year, maybe you decide to save that money. Don't pay Javon Hargrave. Let Fletcher Cox be the, this defensive line, right? Let Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham be the, the mentors for Jordan Davis and Milton Williams and, all these young defensive linemen. I don't know if it's as obvious as some people think when it comes to like Fletcher Cox gone after this year and it's going to be Hargrave, Williams, and Davis. I think that's probably the likely outcome, but I don't know. It's something to consider because Fletch still has it. Like, he's not an elite player anymore. And again, Hargrave last year was a better player than Fletcher. But I think overall, Cox just 2 years ago almost had 7 sacks. Like, he in his own right kind of had the year Hargrave had last year a couple seasons ago. So, and he is cheaper. And again, last year down the stretch, like, Cox was still wrecking games, and he's a better run defender, I think, than Hargrave. And that's important for sure. Hargrave last year was not graded well in the run. So, I'm okay with both outcomes, but I do think a trade, it's got to be one or the other. I think if the Eagles recognize one they want to keep, they might look to unload the other, even if it's not this offseason, maybe before the trade deadline. I'm not so sure. It'll be really interesting to see what they do with this defense. Some of these used to be core pieces. Now the philosophy of the defense is changing. And again, these guys are getting older. I am really curious to see what decisions that they do make. So a trade of Javon Hargrave or Fletcher Cox, I think, is something that is still potentially on the horizon. All right, guys, one more segment. Got a couple more moves for you potentially to keep a lookout for this offseason, still this summer, right here on Locked On Eagles. And today's podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. It's a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. It's absolutely delicious. And they've got puff bars right now as well. So normally Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. You've got so many awesome flavors, peanut butter brownie, mint chocolate, white chocolate cookies and cream. There's something for, coconut almond. There's something for everybody. It tastes like a candy bar and it's way healthier, right? 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar. But now Built Bar is changing the game. So they have now invented the first ever marshmallow. And I have them on camera for our YouTube listeners, that are first ever marshmallow infused protein bars. And right now the flavor of the month, let me show you the wrapper. It's birthday cake. It is awesome. I'm a huge birthday cake guy, especially vanilla birthday cake. And that is the flavor of these Built Puff Bars. They are so, so cool. Like, I growing up hated protein bars, but Built Bar has completely changed the game, especially with this new flavor of birthday cake puff. So make sure you try them out. Head over to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. It's LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off your order. Once again, that's promo code LOCKED15. LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com of your next order of Built Bars. All right, Eagles fans, Louis DiBiase wrapping up this Monday edition of Locked On Eagles. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're getting into moves that could still be made this offseason for the Eagles to improve the secondary, maybe to kind of unload some older players, collect some future assets. And, as Howie said a few months ago, open things up for the younger players to play more, like their 13th overall pick they traded up for in Jordan Davis. Maybe they look to trade Javon Hargrave and not give him that contract. Maybe they keep Fletcher Cox instead as a cheaper option who's still pretty much on the same tier as Hargrave, talent and production-wise, next to Jordan Davis and Milton Williams. Or maybe they do trade Fletch away and they recognize Hargrave's the guy they want long-term next to Davis. One of those moves could happen. I think maybe trading for Chuck Clark, the Ravens safety, even if it's just signing a free agent corner like James Bradbury or Kevin King, a safety like Jaquiski Tartt. I do think there are moves still to be made for Howie Roseman this offseason in the summer. So I think, although right now it is kind of the dead zone of the NFL offseason, there are moves that could still come. And another one is something that we talked about maybe before the draft that could happen during the draft, and it's trading Andre Dillard. Like, I really do wonder where the Eagles' head is at with Dillard. Obviously, they love having depth on the offensive line. We know this. Like, they just drafted a kid in the second round in Cam Jurgens who's not even going to play this year. He's like your seventh or eighth offensive lineman on the depth chart. They love having that depth for sure. Andre Dillard is definitely, to me, your top depth piece. I mean, he's a first-round talent that's your backup left tackle. His 2021 tape was actually really good. I thought it was pretty impressive when he filled in for Jordan Mailata against the Chiefs and the Panthers. I thought he held his own. He just so happens to be behind a historic, like a generational, once-in-a-lifetime seventh-round pick that turns into one of the best left tackles in football after being a rugby star before. Like, that's a unique circumstance. And Andre Dillard, to me, is a starting left tackle. So I think the Eagles love to have that as a backup option. Not to mention, they might not trade him because you can, after declining his fifth-year option, you can get a compensatory draft pick next year for him. So maybe the Eagles say, let's have a great backup left tackle and get the draft pick next year. But I do think with how bad some teams need offensive linemen, that a team could come to the Eagles this offseason or during the year, like maybe during training camp or the preseason or the regular season, if there's any injuries, and say, hey, we want Andre Dillard to be our starting left tackle. It's tougher with Dillard because I think he's proven he can't play right tackle. So teams that would want him to make the switch, I think that kind of limits your leverage because I think he's a left tackle only. But I think a team eventually will want Andre Dillard's services, and maybe you can get a better draft pick than what you have lined up potentially with that compensatory pick. So, you know, it would make your tackle depth is definitely thinner than your interior offensive line. Like, your interior offensive line depth right now is really good, right? You've got Jack Driscoll. You've got Cam Jurgens. You've got, you know, Isaac Seumalo and Landon Dickerson and Jason Kelsey. Like, it's pretty deep right now. I'm missing another player that was out there last year, and I cannot remember his name. Asuo Opeta as well. So the interior, there's no problems. But I would get their reservations because at tackle, it's like Driscoll showed he could play right tackle for sure. But after Andre Dillard, you are thinner there. But maybe you decide to move him, and maybe a team really offers you something good. And after declining that fifth-year option, you've shown that, I mean, we knew they were going to move on anyway because Jordan Mailata is not going anywhere anytime soon after getting that contract last year. So trading Andre Dillard, Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, those are some of the players in-house that I think could still get moved. Jalen Reagor, too, as we mentioned, you know, a team like the Baltimore Ravens had interest. Maybe you want to switch him for Chuck Clark and you give up a draft pick as well. Definitely something to keep an eye out for. But again, I think the most realistic option to conclude this show really is them going after a defensive back that's a free agent. Again, James Bradbury, Kevin King, Jaquiski Tartt. I think a couple other names to keep an eye out for. Xavier Rhodes, formerly of the Minnesota Vikings and the Indianapolis Colts. He's got a history with defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon. I think he could be this year's version of Steven Nelson. And Xavier Rhodes isn't the top CB1 that he used to be, but as a CB2 with the Colts the last 2 years, he's shown that he's been pretty reliable. We've mentioned Rhodes a lot in the show. I think that could be a realistic, cheaper option as opposed to James Bradbury. So I think Rhodes is a name to keep an eye out for. I also think a couple other guys, like Kyle Fuller, another former first-round talent, was with the Denver Broncos last year. Definitely not the talent we thought he was coming out of Virginia Tech. But again, as your third best cornerback, like you have to look at, too, what the Eagles have right now. Like, you cannot – I just don't believe Zach McPherson, Tay Gawan, Kerry Vincent Jr. I think you're absolutely crazy, especially with the expectations the Eagles have right now. Like, Gino and I projected them to be a 11-win team this year, 10 to 11 wins. I think they can improve by a win or two and compete for the division. You can't justify heading into this kind of season with those kind of stakes and start those guys at cornerback. I refuse to believe it. So Xavier Rhodes is an upgrade. I think Kyle Fuller. Heck, even Joe Hayden. If you want to do Joe Hayden for a year, he's on the open market. There's some names out there that are cheap, and I think you have to add. Like, this is when you need to make a move. So they're going to, for sure. What they do, how they decide to address corner and safety specifically, I'm intrigued, because again, I think it's a really hard sell to say, hey, we're good with Marcus Epps, Kevon Wallace, and Zach McPherson this year. Like, especially in the NFL now, the modern day NFL, with the way teams pass the football, I know the improvements in the front seven are going to dramatically make things easier for this defense, and it's going to make things easier for the secondary. So too does having Darius Slay on the field and Avante Maddox, one of the best slot corners in the game. But those guys still got to go out there and play. And we've seen teams pick on bad Eagles corners before. That meme of Michael Jacquet's stat line a couple years ago in Dallas. Like, I don't want to see that week after week, and I'm a little nervous that that could happen if they go in with what they've got. So moves are definitely coming. It's the dead zone of the NFL offseason, but Howie Roseman's always working the phones and expects stuff to still happen over the next few months as we get ready for training camp. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get the show, free and available Monday through Friday on YouTube as well in video form. Please, please, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Really trying to grow our video content. Got exclusive YouTube content for you on our page. And then we're always talking birds as well. What moves do you want the Eagles to still make? Hit us up at DiBiase, LOE is my personal page. And then our show page is at Locked On Birds. Thanks so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Now make sure the Locked On NFL podcast is your second listen. All the news across the league in under 30 minutes. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching and listening. And let's go, Birds.